What's going on? It's Paul. Dre gave me a copy of the new album, and I just fuck it.
Picked up on the wrong sin, not gonna make it in. How many times are you in my rhymes? Burn me once, shame on me, but burn me again. Shame on me, I'm chasing, facing the pointless placing. When I think of you, my mind's racing. I'm spacing now when I get to the point of no return. I get burned, I told myself I'm through with you. The last thing that I'll ever do, let down the guard. Shouldn't be too hard, I know it's over, gotta elevate. Just forgot, I can't believe I fell for it, but did it again. Told myself I'm gonna quit.
What's up, Boudat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a zero. Matter of fact, I should have filled up my glass of water before we started.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
This is our first show back since the infamous no-call that ruined all of sports had a ripple effect from NFL into the NBA and caused Anthony Davis to go mind-fucked. Saints fans still in turmoil. The Donkeys, we didn't do a show from then until now because we were so knocked off our rockers. And we're going to get a update on how Jason and Damon feel about that. We're going to talk about what we did on Super Bowl Sunday. And we will talk about the Pelicans. We're going to talk about the new football league. And we're going to talk about a few other things going on around the fake FL. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
So I'll probably go with a 3.3.
Okay.
I'm drinking a transfusion, going back to the transfusion well, but I also, I downed a Red Bull and vodka in 10 minutes. Is that bad?
Why?
Just prepping? I haven't podcasted in so long. I didn't. My systems were all discombobulated.
Yeah. Well, and you also got internet back.
Well, yeah. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't recorded in so long is that the donkey that powers my internet out of the barn, he had a little bit shoe issue. Horseshoe issue. Donkey shoe issue.
Oh, is he breaking up for you too, Damon, or is that me?
Yeah, he definitely breaking up. I thought he was being quiet. I thought he was doing something. I thought he was doing
all
something.
All right. Apparently, even with new internet, I still have to do this.
Damon, how are you feeling?
Oh, better than I was last time we got together for a podcast.
Okay. Well, that's...
Is that because you got laid?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm laid. Getting laid there.
Often. You laid right there.
Quickly and often.
Quickly. All right. The first thing I guess we should get into, since there's no game to recap, is what did you, or if you did a game recap, it would be the game being the AFC-NFC championship weekend as well as the, oh no, wait, we were the championship weekend, is the Super Bowl weekend.
Every time I try so hard to get nothing, nothing. Things you try and you won't fail again. Nothing, nothing. I did all that I could have got. Nothing, nothing. Tried so hard. Nothing, nothing. I never wanted it that way. Guess there was nothing I could say. I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want this. I give up, I give in. No, I'm never gonna win. Every time I try so hard to get nothing, nothing. Things you try and you won't fail again. Nothing, nothing. I did all that I
What'd you do? Did you watch? Did everybody watch the game?
Nope, I did not watch a second. A second. First time since 1984, really. You know, I watched it. I can remember the first game in 85 with the Bears. So, I mean, I did not watch a second
of coverage or game.
Of coverage, not one.
Did you go back
two.
And watch any of the commercials on YouTube or anything like that?
I did. I did the following day.
Were they good?
I followed.
Nope. Thank you.
So apparently the rest sucked because the only one I remember 3 weeks later.
Well, they had some old guys, you know, some old, you know, legends that are in there as well, right?
Right. And Peyton Manning, he threw, it, that was cute. Peyton Manning, you know, threw a pass and goes, ow, yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, well, that was cute. So that was a cute commercial. But again, I still, four weeks later, I haven't seen a clip of the Super Bowl.
Apparently none of it was clip worthy.
Well, that's true. I hadn't, didn't see a highlight, didn't see nothing. Now that day,
that's because there are no highlights.
Well, you're right. Thank you. And I even forgot that. But, I mean, I've seen nothing. I haven't put an NFL Network on, haven't put ESPN on, haven't put Fox Sports 1 on. That day I was actually with my girl, and we were uptown, you know, just walking around. It was a pretty day from what I can remember. Just enjoy walking up and down Magazine Street and uptown. Now, I did get an... you know, I have an ESPN, you know, app, you know, and it kept sending me updates. So
unwanted alerts.
When
score alert or not score alert.
When the Patriots won, it took a little bit of the weight off my shoulders. Maybe that the season was over finally, and the Patriots won. You know, so that did. And then on top of that, for it to be a 13-3 game. And everything that came out afterwards,
the ratings,
the ratings lowest in 10 years.
New Orleans said it was the most boring Super Bowl.
Right, that it was boring, that it was a failure. Skip Bayless tweeted, I forget what he tweeted.
We would have scored more than 3 points.
Right, you know.
Do you think that? All right, so let me ask this quick question before we get into Jason, your day game day experience. Do you think, since you brought it up, the ratings were low because of the officiating the week before in both games, not just the Saints, but because of that? Or do you think it was because nobody gave a shit about watching the Rams play the Patriots? Combination of both. Like, if it was the Saints and the Patriots or the Saints and the Chiefs, would the ratings have been more along the lines of what they've been the last 10 years?
There is Patriots fatigue for sure. But if it's Patriots Saints and you have you know, Breeze and Brady, two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, that in itself, I think, would have drawn a lot of interest.
So do you think...
Now, you also had the Chiefs. Like, if it's Chiefs-Saints,
I
think the ratings go through the roof. You got two very passionate fan bases. Mahomes, the MVP. Breeze, the MVP runner-up. You know, I think there'd be a lot of outside interest because you also don't have the Patriots and you got the new shiny toy in Mahomes.
So... All right, then let me play devil's advocate to our own narrative. Then, does that mean that the
I'd
NFL
like to
actually is
let
not
myself
fixed?
Introduce myself?
Does that mean the NFL is actually not as much maybe fixed and rigged, and that it was actually just an innocent mistake by officials? Because you would think that the NFL would have done everything they could to do the thing that they figured would get the most ratings, or are they just poor decision makers thinking that that was a better matchup?
I think they're incompetent.
Or is it that they are stuck with the deal with the devil that they made with L.A.?
The Rams?
Yeah. No, L.A., yeah. Well, the Rams and,
well,
and the
yeah, but yeah, I see what you're saying, L.A.
Like, they're stuck with that because you built, you moved and you get in a new stadium, so we have to put you there.
They're incompetent. Historically, that has been the case.
Well,
you know,
Roger Goodell's entire...
Right, I do not believe. You know, again, I don't believe in the conspiracy. They wanted to put LA in there. No, it's just incompetence.
You know, Jeff, it is incompetence, but I tend to have a few little like conspiracy tingles. Like, it's
come,
you know,
to the dark side.
All these giant corporations and shit. It's like, oh yeah, we didn't do this. Of course they fucking did it. So there's a little tinge of me that says, I could see something to that.
It
was so fucking.
Let the
it was so
blow through.
It was
you.
So blatant. Like, it's not. God, I haven't talked about, you know, the play in a while. I'm trying to move forward, but it's like fuck. Yeah, it's like fuck. That's all I can say. 3 weeks
okay.
later.
Oh, it is.
You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
I'm still just not. Look, L.A. is going to fail as an NFL market. It's going to fail. They're an NBA town.
And baseball, and even the Dodgers.
Even the Dodgers. No one cared about it. Again, L.A., we talked about ratings.
Why would they fail?
Because two things.
NFL is the big money.
Well, some of it is. Look, you got to. I know the Rams were in L.A. for a point, but the Lakers and Dodgers have been there forever. They're built into whatever right. local culture right. there still is in L.A.
Right. You think of L.A., you think of the Lakers.
Yeah, but why
you know, it's
wouldn't
like,
the NFL
hold on,
work
hold on.
There?
Well, let me finish, or you can just ask me a question and then keep talking.
I'll ask you the questions.
Can I finish?
But I wanted to.
No. So, right. L.A. and the Dodgers, right? You think of, you know, I love L.A. with the Dodgers, you know what I mean? Right, you think, but with the Rams, so many people are transplants in L.A. Same thing that happens with Atlanta. And they don't give a shit. And then my buddy Tony, he lived there in the 90s. He was saying, according to him, he said, there's so much to do. It's always sunny.
Like
the weather's always nice.
That's why you Miami know? Doesn't have as loyal, passionate a fan base. There's so much competition for your entertainment dollar.
Right. Well,
it's also
hot
and sticky. It's miserable.
That's true. Jason, what'd you do on Super Bowl Sunday?
Woke up, had a relaxing morning, ate a little breakfast, came back to the house. I was going through, we were doing a Game of Thrones rewatch, so I think we watched a bunch of season one episodes. And then during the game itself, I watched Captain America Winter Soldier as part of my rewatch. I didn't watch a second of the game. You know, I checked Twitter every once in a while just to kind of see how it was going, and it was just delightful that low scoring, boring game. Everybody was like, oh, this is the worst Super Bowl ever. Like Damon said, that did give me, maybe it made me felt a little better. But I mean, I had no desire to go to any sports websites, watch any sports channels, do nothing for a while. I was like, yeah, I'm all right. Sports in general, kind of like you, like with the whole NBA situation and nonsense and baseball hadn't started yet. It's like, shit, golf's the only good sport left. I'm just going to watch golf.
Yeah, I might start watching golf because it's like the only sport that's probably not rigged.
The players call penalties on themselves in golf.
Right.
That's
oh, so they're paid by the PGA to call penalties on themselves? Is that what you're saying? I can't get away from it.
Yeah, well, it's...
Oh, jeez. Well, I...
Something like that. Yeah,
I paid $500 a ticket for a Super Bowl party.
What?
No, I'm kidding. How funny would that be?
I knew you better than that.
I thought you might have done it before the NFC Championship game. No. I thought you might have been.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, Jason, did your dad ever go to Atlanta? Remember he bought a hotel room?
Oh, hotel room. Yeah, what happened with that?
He did not go to Atlanta. I'm assuming he canceled. I'll have to verify.
Okay.
He definitely didn't go.
Okay, so he could cancel them. No,
he could sell the room or something,
no fuck,
right?
No fuck.
Why? Nobody was there other than Patriots fans.
Right, sell right. them.
No, but again, right, the rooms weren't in demand. Remember,
yeah.
The ticket prices, everything fell when the thing
everything
got,
fell, yeah. Right. Yeah. Ticket prices dropped so much.
Right. The city of Atlanta.
So wait, you know, so I work with people who live in Atlanta, and one of them who used to live in New Orleans, she was telling me how... She was in New Orleans the last time we hosted the Super Bowl, and she was saying how pathetic it was that she said they came off as a city. First of all, they don't know what they're doing as far as throwing festivals or parties,
sure.
parties. And it's painfully obvious that they wanted and they were desperate to be that New Orleans style big multiple things happening all over the city, kind of Super Bowl experience, but they just couldn't pull it off. And that it was just like poorly. Yeah, it was like the people of Atlanta weren't even interested in anything that there was going on. So it was only
That's all the time, Jeff.
Yeah. So it was only or they were just a bunch of like hipster types that was like, "Oh, we're going to go do some craft beer tasting and drink our IPAs."
Oh. You drink IPAs?
Yeah, I do.
See how we said yeah.
But I don't wear corduroy jackets.
Yet.
I can't find one that fits. No, so she said like it was just a it was a pathetic experience throughout the city, that it was an epic flop, and which is why you don't really hear a whole lot of talk about it either. I mean, I would imagine this is the last time they go to Atlanta. Well, no, probably not, because Atlanta's
no.
a big giant city.
No.
Had it there before.
No. No, look, Jeff, look, they have a new stadium. They're going to be multiple Super Bowls.
No. When they built the the circus tent before the metal asshole, they got two Super Bowls in 20 years. Right. So the same thing will happen. They get the first one initially, and then they'll get one in another 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be there sooner than that.
No, there's no need. There's no need to go back to Atlanta.
I agree.
No, and I mean, trust me.
But again, the NFL is incompetent. They don't care about that shit.
But right,
they're going to stick another Super Bowl there, guaranteed.
No, but no, because they
may not.
They know that people want to be in Florida, Louisiana,
California.
They don't
care about the people. They don't care about
so their corporate sponsor. Their corporate sponsor.
Yeah, no, talking about
the money.
What?
He's talking about the Minion, the Goodell shills and whatnot.
Trust me, they want to be in Miami. I mean, Miami, New Orleans, L.A. Miami, New Orleans, L.A. somewhere else. Miami, New Orleans, L.A. somewhere else.
It's going to be in L.A. a lot with that new stadium. I think that's part of the...
It'll be in L.A. as much as...
The NFL Network's offices are going to be in the stadium.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Be in L.A. a lot.
It'll be in L.A.
every 5 years,
Right. Well, right.
They might permanently move it to L.A. along with the draft.
No,
yeah,
they'll never.
They're definitely going to be,
The draft is going
to
be.
No, NFL. Look, I mean, that's how it used to be. It used to be Miami, New Orleans, L.A., random team.
And it used to be that they were fairly officiated.
Used to be you could have a Super Bowl in only four cities.
But yeah, now.
They'll go to Minnesota. while your boss is fucking your wife in Florida. I don't know.
Fuck. All right, good try. Good try. All right. Where does that leave us on the agenda? Let's see. So, okay, the Super Bowl. All I did was I went to Andrea's cousin. They basically just had a crawfish boil, and we went and drank beer and ate crawfish.
Okay. What was on the telly?
We didn't have a telly. We were outside, and we just hung out. The kids drove around in like a dune buggy type thing and played around. We did throw a football, so that the amount of football was local.
Okay,
but that's pretty incredible. New Orleans was the lowest rated, city in the United States, and L.A. was the lowest rated city with a team in the Super Bowl
ever.
Well, it shows you the power. I mean, we all talked about leading up. It's like, we're not going to watch. And obviously people in New Orleans still did watch. Shame on some of those people, or all those people. But we did the whole boycott bowl. Like, we threw a party.
Right.
The fact that we threw a party in New Orleans, and you got some of these national writers from other cities like, oh, look at this whining and bitching. Like, bro, we're having a party. We're having fun. Go fuck yourself. That was amazing.
So I didn't see any follow-up on the party. How well was it attended? What was the... Oh, no, I did.
Oh, there really?
Oh, I did see the picture. You're right. Oh, yeah, that's right. The pictures on Twitter of the... It was more crowded than Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, but...
Right, it was well attended.
In the city. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's good. And you're right, and I saw that, Jason, or right, some of the people. Oh, stop bitching and whining. Go fuck yourself, dudes. You know, could you imagine if it would have happened to the Rams?
Nobody would have said anything.
No, you'd have had two people. Right. But like think about it. Like teams win Super Bowls and they burn cars and go nuts. We lost on the worst fucking call in the history of the NFL, and somehow we've still found a way to host a party.
Not
and
a
have
single
a party.
Riot, right? I mean, like, I didn't see any reports of any kind of burning cars.
No, fuck
no. No, we don't
like
do
that.
That's stupid.
Which is why I don't understand why Roger Goodell has it out for us. Other than, I mean, does he just hate Sean Payton that much?
I'm sure they're
what
not.
What has
the
Sean
best
Payton
friends.
Ever done that would tick off Roger Goodell?
He did
fuck,
wear
fuck
a.
Fuck his wife.
Ooh, I like that idea. he also did wear a Roger Goodell clown shirt underneath his quarter zip.
Allegedly.
the best part of that is like Goodell knows he wore it. Like Goodell knows
that's
what he wore.
All that matters.
He has to know, and that's fucking awesome. That makes me love Sean Payton more, and makes Nick and RG, who always bitch about Payton, like all your comments fall by the wayside. I will have Sean Payton coach this team as long as I'm alive. As far as I'm concerned, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's an asshole.
Yes,
he's our asshole.
He's our asshole.
That's right. I don't want him. I don't want to coach again.
No, when he quits coaching, fire Mickey Loomis, hire Sean Payton in his place. I don't give I want Sean Payton in this organization forever.
Well, isn't 19 the last year of his contract?
No, remember he signed a 5-year extension. I think he's beyond his contract goes beyond Breeze. Now, when Breeze retires, whether he sticks around. I don't know. I mean, Florio keeps pushing out his fucking Peyton to Dallas narrative.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate it, and it's stupid. I just think he's got too much power here. And really, he's going to go and have
where
to deal with fucking
no
Jerry
power?
Jones?
Right. That's not Peyton. That's not Peyton's M.O.
It's national media bullshit. Give me clicks. You know, he can own this franchise as long as he lives.
Yep,
not own it. But
again, look, that I mean, you know, what we're going to talk about later in the, you know, in the podcast with Anthony Davis. I mean, does Sean Payton that want to be able to say I was the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't think that has as much.
well, remember, he wanted to be Green Bay's head coach before.
Yeah, but then he turned New Orleans into the. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't. Back then, yeah, nobody wanted to be the coach of the
franchise.
Right, I get you. Right.
He turned.
Okay,
we were arguably the worst franchise in the league at that point.
Yeah. And well, he came here and changed all that and said we're only going to arguably have the worst defense in the league.
Right.
Historically,
in the history of the league.
Right. I'm going to show you how to do it. But at the same time, I'm going to pop a bunch of Vicodin. I'm going to pay players to beat each other up. I'm going to wear clown shirts to antagonize the commissioner so that we can get gypped out of a Super Bowl when we have the greatest team ever assembled.
Okay.
We weren't the greatest ever assembled. But we were.
No, you're right.
We were good enough to score more than 3 points in a Super Bowl.
All right, so now let's get into, all right, we know how we felt then. How do you feel now? After all is said and done, after all that we've talked about stuff, after all the time that has gone by, what is your attitude toward the Saints, the NFL in general? Where are you?
Look, like I said, you know, after the Rams won, that was the first time I had been on websites in 2 weeks. That definitely lightened it up. I think, like Jason said, I think by the time the season's turn, you know, I'll be better, no doubt. But the fire that I had going into last year, I mean, again, you've killed. We said it. I think we said it last show. Or I know we talked about it, you know, over the weeks. Why put that much fucking effort into something? Me personally, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens, you know. Mm-hmm. If not settled by the player, they're settled by the league.
And even if you don't subscribe to the conspiracy theory, and
right. no,
it's
no,
still,
no.
And it's I still agree. Like, it doesn't matter. Like all this thing about who's the Saints' greatest need? What should we do with the free agency, with the draft? Where's the hole? Where? What if we could only get better over here? None of it matters because you know what? For 2 years in a row, we were good enough to not just go, but win the Super Bowl. We could have beaten the Super Bowl champion in both of those last 2 years. We had a team good enough to do it. But it all came down to a single play of why it didn't. So
right,
you went through
right.
all that time, all yep.
well,
that
well,
emotion.
No. He's making a good point.
And it came down to a singular play that you have absolute, you as a fan, have nothing to do with.
Right, right. Even if you don't buy the conspiracy or anything else right. or incompetence, right. Both play, one play ruined.
Both seasons.
Right, both seasons.
Yeah, two seasons ruined by one play. But all of it for naught. So why, how could I say that I'm just going to pour that much of my emotional investment into another 365 days when on the 364th day, somebody's going to punch you in the nuts and take your car keys?
Now, it doesn't have to be 365 days because, look, I don't care anything about the NFL, and this is the way I've been the last few years, you know, and I've said this, like, once the off season comes, like, I don't even think about the league much. Like, when the draft happens, I mean, we don't have a first round pick. We have one second round pick and a few second day picks. So, like, on Sunday, I'll see what we drafted. I'll think about it a little bit. We'll do a show. But then I won't think about it for a while. Like, minicamp comes, I don't care. Off season workouts, I don't care.
Minicamp comes and I don't care.
So,
minicamp comes and I don't care.
That's it. I like that. That should be our theme song for minicamp comes. So, you know, when training camp rolls around, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever that is, then I'll be ready. But until then, I've got 5 months, really, other than a day or two, I'm not going to think about the Saints. And I think that's good. I think that's healthy. I think it's a good thing because, you know, it actually does get you ready for when the season starts. And I get all the nonsense, all the bullshit that's happened. But my feeling going into 19 is that this is Breeze's last year. And, look, I
can't wait to watch us go 15-0, lose the last game, get the bye week in the playoffs, win the first round, go to the NFC Championship, and have it all the way won up until the last play where something happens, and then.
Except this year, maybe this year is not. And you know what? Those 15 weeks, those wins, that's going to be fucking fun. Like, as bad as
that's
well,
my problem.
As bad as these last,
that's where I am today. Well, I don't think I'll enjoy them. I think I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be Dennis Quaid in Major League. Oh, that's all right. They're going to blow it.
You mean
Randy?
Right.
Randy
right.
Quaid.
No.
Yeah, Randy.
You picked the wrong Quaid, brother.
Right. I always
no, you're, I mean, Jeff, you can, now this point, you know, you're finally making some sense. But right. Well, I care. Oh, we won. Yeah, big deal. Who cares? Right. All it takes is one play.
Right.
Right. I'll be excited after they win the Super
you're
Bowl.
You're desensitized.
Okay,
yes.
However, this whole Breeze's last year, and I did say Breeze's. Look, this Breeze era is we're never like this is it. This is going to be the best quarterback you will ever watch to play. And whatever happens after, I don't know. And I probably won't be as into it as before. So that's why, to me, I'm going to ride this thing out. I'm going to devote.
You're going to pull yourself into it. You're going to be all passionate
only because. I don't have as much energy anymore, you know. You hit 40. You not that I haven't lost a certain kind of stamina, but
like Damon.
But you never had that stamina.
Well,
but
so I think
look at it as it, like I'm going all in with Breeze. Until Breeze is done, I'm all in, and then when Breeze is out, you know, there's going
to
be a.
Well, do I want it? Do I want him to win? Yes, but I think like we were saying is, it's. Not so much. I'm not going to be like, oh, it sucks. But I'm just going to watch with, I think, a level of responsible. I'll be a fan, but I'm not going to be a fanatic.
Right.
Maybe that's
the way. Yeah, I'm with you there.
I'll watch to be entertained by quality football, play execution, and coaching decisions, and not. And maybe the dramatic fake storylines that are, you know, the narratives that are played out, you know, and perpetuated by the media, just like it with the WWE. You know, like, oh, AB doesn't want to be called AB anymore. He wants to be called Mr. Big Chest.
Before, what does that even mean, Basil?
Before, I would have been like, this is stupid. It's ridiculous. Now, you know what? No, I'm propping that kind of stuff up, too. That's what I'm going with. Oh, you know what? Tell me more about that. I am entertained.
Look, I'm not going to care about the rest of the league. You know, the league, like I said, the league had sucked me back in. I'm back out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back out on a lot of league and sports stuff in general.
All
right. But yeah, so it's about all, like I said, you know. Hey, look, it was nice to, for the, you know, UK podcast guys to do a show.
Ben's having issues.
Ben is like Jeff. I mean, I laugh my butt off, you know. Ben and Jeff are the same.
Oh, we're going to start a new ice cream. Ben and Jeff freeze.
Right after
it was funny. So I listened to one of the shows, and Ash said he had a, when they were at the Super Bowl thing, like he had a Super Bowl ring, and I was like, oh, Damon, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Damon got a Super Bowl ring as well, right?
That is correct.
Yeah,
figures, the two people with Super Bowl rings are Ash and Damon.
That's funny. I didn't put that together.
I swear, yeah. That show is like the bizarre, it's like the British version of our show.
Of course it is.
Damon, poppycock.
Ash have the same. And me and Ben are the same.
right.
They need a good Jason.
We're the hosts, and we also have the same general attitude about things. And then,
all right, but we y'all both went
Jason
off the rail.
Start with a J and a J sign.
Y'all both thought it was either. Y'all were both heavy in on the conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah. I mean, not buying anything else. Yeah, fuck right. It.
And I'm still buying, by the way. I'm just not talking about it, but I do still believe there's more than meets the eye.
Right.
Oh, are we talking about Transformers?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's move on. Let's move on. I guess. Okay. So speaking of New Orleans sports falling apart, let's get into the Pelican Plunge. And plunge they did.
The game.
Yeah.
Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
Yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basket.
Wah, 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 wah.
It is
Jason, what did you do?
This has been such a weird situation. Everything's been weird.
All right, so
clutch, LeBron.
What is the overwhelming accepted truth at this point?
Oh, look, because there's a lot of...
Trey Davis in summer. What?
We are trading Anthony Davis in the summer.
Okay.
Sorry, that was that Red Bull talking.
You're talking fast.
Yeah, sorry. Talking too fast right now. Turn in the Mega Machine guy.
So right there, you got to put in the mic. All
right. So yeah, he's out.
Was he involved in the... I mean, like I said, I haven't been following. And...
Okay. So look, coming into the season, he's got... You know, once the season hits, we have one more year, and then he can opt out of his current contract. But we had the opportunity to offer him a supermax this summer, which could pay him $40 million a year, more than any other team could pay. So the idea was, look, at the end of the season, depending on what happens, he's either going to ask for a trade or he's going to sign the extension. Well, he signed with LeBron's agent or LeBron's partner, fucking Rich Paul and Clutch Sports. And they pushed it out there early because they knew...
Should an active athlete be a partner in an agency?
It's that whole situation is very odd to me, and the NBA has kind of let it go, but it's widely known that...
Yeah, okay, so keep going on.
It's a strange situation, but anyway.
Right, stay on point, man.
So they pushed it out because they knew, look, LeBron needed... Like, LeBron went to L.A. to try to win, and they're... You know, he got injured for a little while, missed a few missed a lot of games. They lost a lot, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and he's going to have a wasted season. And he knows he needs to get another superstar to L.A. They expected to have Paul George. He stayed in Oklahoma City. There's Kawhi Leonard, but the odds are he's not going to come. So he needs to get a superstar, and he knew he needed to try to get the Pelicans to fold and send Davis now, because when the summer comes, other teams will have just as good of an opportunity as the Lakers
to beat everybody to Davis.
Right, to offer something, and other teams, like the Celtics especially, have a better offer, and they tried to push it out there to try to make us, you know, force us to trade when we didn't want to, and it didn't work.
They tried to push it out there by putting it in the media?
They did, yeah. They pushed it out in the media. They leaked it, they pushed it out, they said he wanted the trade, they wanted to get it now, and it didn't work. You know, for as bad as Del Demps was, and obviously everybody knows by now he's not here anymore, at least we held firm and didn't.
Was Davis involved in that?
I mean,
like, was he actually wanting to do this?
I think he did want to go to LA. Well, I knew he wanted to leave. I think he wanted to go to LA, but he let his agent run amok, and they all fucked up. The whole situation is fucked up on his part. If he'd have just been quiet, maybe leaked it behind the scenes, and then over the summer a trade happened, nobody would have thought anything of this. But because his agent tried to push it, because this the NBA year. Has allowed this guy to have a lot of control and all this player movement, they've kind of allowed the inmates to run the asylum, and this is what you get.
Whoa. Good for you, Jason.
Look, it's the...
Adam Silver is a terrible commissioner because of what you just said. He's letting the inmates run the asylum. He's an inmate-friendly commissioner.
The players run the league. The most, if you think about this season,
and that's
more
ridiculous.
Talk has been about, oh, where's this guy going to go over what's actually on the basketball board, because what he's allowed through a combination of good management by the Warriors and then signing Durant and now signing Cousins, like, they're going to win the title anyway, so it doesn't matter. And this is what the league has come to, and this is part of a problem that the league has ignored, the media partners have ignored, that the product on the field is not going to be as good because players can do what they want.
Right.
The more attention is on this instead of your actual product. So now you've devolved into Davis wants out. He didn't get traded. The best interest of the Pelicans is to, you know, play with what we have, fight hard, you know, lose, you know, get our better spot in the draft. Like, Davis should not be playing, and the NBA kind of forced our hand, or the players' union is forcing our hand. And look, I went to the game last Tuesday. It was the first game I've been to since all the shit happened.
Is that when he scored 3 points?
He scored 3 points, and you could just tell. Like,
in 40 minutes of play, right?
45 minutes? We're not playing him 40, probably 30. But still, enough to score more than three. But you could just sense it was just an odd feeling in the arena itself.
Was it sabotage?
You know, because you're booing him, but then he makes a basket. You're kind
of cheering. Really? Okay, I haven't gone to the game.
During the intros? Oh, yeah. There are a lot of boos.
Oh, I did hear that.
But he's...
Because, well...
He's going through the motion, but the worst part is that, look, when he was out for a while, the guys that we had playing, well, we weren't great, but they fought hard, and they played close games, and they beat Houston with Holiday and the Nubs. They somehow beat Houston, and they played hard. Like, all the games were close, and then Davis comes in. He plays lackadaisical, and you could just see it trickle down to the rest of the team. Like,
they don't want
to
play with him.
Think about it. Right. He just told him, y'all aren't good enough. I'm out. So how are you gonna play with him? So the whole situation.
Can you hear that? Just, I hear that.
Just thought. The NBA was forcing him to do that.
You've poisoned the locker room with him there, but the Pelicans are going to hold on to him. And then he left the game early, and everybody got upset about that.
That was bullshit. He got hurt at the end of the first half, and then he left the building with his agent.
Just left.
Like,
can he be fined for that?
I mean, we won't. I mean, no, the league's not going to fine him. But they said, oh yeah, he went to get an MRI. There's a fucking MRI machine in the building.
Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
To walk out with his agent was just disgusting. So now we fired Dell, which was a long time coming. I mean,
right.
We had to do it.
Okay, and Gail and Fran, we're going to get a handle on this basketball thing.
Well, and that's the big thing. So they finally realized, hey, maybe this whole whatever they were doing before was not working. Now they did put a lot of, I mean, in all honesty, Dell should have been fired 2 years ago. But as you know, Damon's pointed out, like this organization, for the most part, doesn't fire guys, especially during the season. They don't fire them. I mean, I think the plan was to fire them after the season, but.
At this point,
they just didn't have a choice because they have to. They have
if you
to
do nothing, then you really look like you don't know what the fuck.
Because this is, I mean, look, this is it for basketball in New Orleans. Like they realized, holy shit, whatever system we had in place, this ain't it. This ain't working. So if basketball is going to stay here, then they had to do something.
So here's a different opinion. Maybe basketball doesn't need to be in New Orleans.
I'm not saying it does need to be here. I mean, we're the smallest market in the league. We're more of a football town. I get it. Now, if right. there was a sustained winner, like, you know, winning
but
cures
you can't
all.
Do that in today's NBA. I mean, unless we were one of, we were the
No, I mean, you can. If managed right, if managed correctly. I mean, the fact that we failed with Davis and only had like two playoff runs with him, I mean, that does speak a lot on Dell. I mean, he made a lot of bad decisions.
But it's not just that. I mean, you're saying, like, these players nowadays, the inmates running the asylum, they're going to build a championship team wherever the players decide they want to play. Ain't none of them coming here to do it.
No, but
they're going to go to Miami. They're going to go to L.A. They're going to go to California. Okay. They're going to go to New York. They're going to go to Boston. They're going to go to a big market.
For the most part, but if they could have built a sustained winner, like if we'd have been in the playoffs the last 5 years and gotten, gotten beyond, like, it, I don't think this would have happened.
But we didn't, and so now you're at a right. point where
we didn't, and that's why Dell finally. Thank right. God they fucking fired him because it was such an odd situation. They left Gentry to kind of handle all the questions of anything. Like management didn't say anything, Dell didn't say anything, and that was one of the things about Dell was that he never really took responsibility for the bad moves that he made. He kind of left it to coach. And look, I mean, Gentry will probably get let go. As a head coach, I don't think he can cut it, but I've earned – I mean, what he's had to deal with over the last couple of weeks has earned my respect. And there's talk that even if we let him go as a coach, we could keep him around our organization. And I think he's a good guy for the organization. He's just not a good head coach.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's a weird situation. So now the first game back on Saturday is against the Lakers. And Davis said he wants to play. But
oh, I'll bet so he can give them the game.
It's just, to me, we can't, the best thing for this organization is to have him not play another game. Not in terms of the win-loss just for the draft slot, but just, it's such an odd situation to have a guy play and you know, like, he's out. Like, he doesn't want to be here. He's out. It's, and the problem is, nobody gives a shit about New Orleans basketball. Like, the league doesn't care about us. National media doesn't care. Nobody cares about us.
New Orleans people barely care. I mean, don't get me wrong. You got your Pelicans fans. Now, what's this to the rumor? Somebody tweeted, and I saw you pretty much dismiss it. But like somebody, there's a rumor that they're going to rebrand and maybe even not be the Pelicans.
Chance. They spent so much time and money to rebrand to the Pelicans. That's not happening.
Why is that even being brought up? And
I don't know. A guy on Twitter is stupid.
Okay. What?
But I will say, like, I am honestly debating whether or not to renew my tickets.
Mm-hmm. I've had tickets
since 07-08, since they came back, I've had tickets. For a while I thought, well, I'll renew, but I'll move from the lower section to the upper section in the cheapest seats possible just to have a seat, and then I'll see what they do, because apparently Gail was urged Tom to buy the team. That's why he bought the team, and she's actually invested in it.
She's more of a basketball fan than a football fan.
What are you doing down here? They just need one more act. You got to get out there and help those guys.
Yeah. So, no, I have that. Fuck Anthony Davis. All
right. Well, this is just par for the course, I guess. All good things come to an end. And by that, I mean like New Orleans sports in general. So... All right. Damn. Speaking of general sports, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? The Alliance, and why does it feel like the Alliance Football League, like, just popped up, and I've never heard of it until week one of its season. Like, I didn't even know any of this was going on or happening. Did they not do any pre-promotion?
I don't know. I mean, I sure didn't see any, especially, you know, I was as heavily involved as we all were in football last year. So, well, Jason's gone. Yeah, I don't know. I watched it. Look, I mean, anything right now as an alternative to the NFL is okay in my book.
Well, and that's the funny thing. So this whole Alliance League is a lot of former big names of NFL that are recent as much as, you know, passing. But even like the officiating is, what's his name? Florio, was it? Is that the guy? Who was the big NFL official guy that one of the first ones on TV after he retired talking about the replay stuff? I want to say Mike Florio first, but that's... I know.
Mike Perio.
Perrier. Pecoraro.
Swanson?
Maybe it's on the briefcase. Look on the...
Oh, yeah! It's right here. Samsonite. I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Right.
Yeah, so but, and then you got, like, former coaches and coaching.
Right,
and...
The NFL is even invested in it somehow. They have a deal with the NFL Network. That's where the games are being played.
That's the part that makes me not want to watch.
Right. Well, what I think, you know, look, this is a place that they'll be able, kind of like a developmental league, you know, this will be the Triple A. I think there is definitely a place for spring football.
But will the XFL be better next year?
No.
And I think that's why the Alliance started when they did.
Get a little jump start?
Yep. Like, there's your conspiracy theory of why maybe you didn't hear a whole lot about it. I don't think they were planning on coming to the public this soon, but they realize, shit, we got to get a jump on this XFL. It's really going to happen.
Right. No.
But what's XFL even going to be? Because
I don't know.
Is it going to be what attempted to be the last time around? Because if so, it didn't work then. Why would you think it's going to work now? But the other thing is now the Alliance has grabbed up all the second best talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the XFL is going to be left with even worse talent. So at the end of the day, your product is only as good as what you put on the field. I mean,
okay. Like I said, I think it'll be a feeder league to the NFL. You know, a little developmental league. I think you'll be able to try stuff out there, and if it works, you know, like they're not doing like, kickoff.
Yeah, and which I think is, I love it.
You like not doing the kickoff?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I don't miss the kickoffs. They're all touchbacks anyway.
I miss them so much, Jeff.
Okay.
No, I mean, but I don't know. The kickoffs and exciting, you know, I don't know. Well, then what about, you know, what do they do? What do they do if you want the ball back? An onside kick. Can you onside kick it, but you can't kick off?
I guess. Okay, fine. Like you said, try different things. Well, how about if you're going to do an onside kick, then we'll let you try that. Everybody's going to know it's coming, though.
Right. Well, everybody knows we'll onside kick coming out.
Yeah, we'll let you try. Well, not in the Super Bowl. If Colts didn't know about it.
Right. No, exactly. Right. So you take away that aspect.
Yeah.
Maybe the Saints don't win if we don't have kickoff.
Well.
And, you know, NFL screwing the Saints again. The Super Bowl with an onside kick. Surprise, so they're taking it away.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the NFL.
That's right, see? But they are doing also what? In the fourth quarter, the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, every single officiating decision is subject to overrule by the guy in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I even watch, actually, I did see like a little clip of one of the, like, I think week two or week one, the games where there was a missed. Like they gave the guy the catch or something, and the booth calls in. He's like, "That was not a catch. He dropped it on the way out." Blah blah blah. Like they fixed the problem.
I like that. I like that.
And then the tweet even that came out was, "Why can't the NFL do this?"
Right.
And they were like, "Well, that was the whole thing about the Alliance is there to really test these
right,
things
tap stuff out.
So that the NFL right. doesn't have to potentially make a bad decision, I guess. You know, like
right.
if the NFL did that, I mean, then you might have a problem because they might actually have like a bad call that stops the deserving team from going to the Super Bowl, and they don't want that.
That'll never happen.
No, not with the NFL. They have too much integrity.
Right, of course. But yeah, look, I mean, you know, it's a nice little league. You know, God bless them. Let them start. Let them, you know, back. Obviously, I'm not staying. Look, I'm, you know, I just got through of 20 weeks staying home on Sundays or going to the Superdome.
Right.
You know, so well, I'm definitely not staying.
They're not that accessible either. You, like you said, you've got to have the NFL Network. And
right.
or the other, what's the other channel they were coming on?
CBS played a couple in week one. I don't know if they did in week two.
I thought it was like NBC. No, it wasn't NBC Sports. You're right. It's like CBS Sports.
CBS Sports.
Because
yeah,
I don't get CBS Sports. So I can't watch it, you know? And that's where I'm like, if they really wanted this thing to become a thing, you would think they would put it on something more
oh,
like
sure.
ABC or, you know, CBS or
well,
CW.
Must, you have to crawl before you walk, I think, is the, you know.
Well, but, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, God bless them. Like I said, I mean, it's not a terrible idea. Look, we also, you know, I think the USFL could have survived in the 80s, you know, if it hadn't moved to try to be a direct competitor with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know,
a dumb decision.
Right. So, we'll see. I mean, I'm like you. Look, I think you and I, you know, we're kind of a little tired of football.
Right.
You know? I'm kind of a little tired of it. Still got a bad taste in my mouth, you know?
Yeah, but mine is resonating into almost all sports. I don't know.
I agree. Dude, I was so into this season. More so than I was 2009. Because in 2009, this is what I expected to happen. It's the Saints. We're going to do something. I'm happy. I'm enjoying the ride. But, you know, come on. Something's going to happen. You know, let's all be serious. You know, come on. And then after we won it, you know, this year they had me believing. They fooled me. They double button hooked me. You know?
That's right. Well, I think that's kind of it, too. But you also know that our window's pretty much shut. Like, there's one
100%.
Part,
this
there's
year,
one possible right. year left right. where anything could happen.
Like,
and
we have to hit on free agency.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of draft to go.
Right, we don't have a draft. We have to hit on free agents to fill our needs.
Well, the good thing is that the team that we have is good enough. They could have
for now, because they're all still all the good players are still on rookie contracts.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. And also, look, Breeze with his $33 million cap hit, you know, that definitely hog ties us.
For now.
Right.
For one more year.
Then.
Well, no, right. I mean, it doesn't.
It
doesn't. Right.
And it
I mean,
won't
well, it do, no doubt.
But maybe look, this year it'll matter.
Maybe this year what?
It'll matter.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, I mean, whatever happened, again, I told you, Doug and I talked about it. It's up to him if we get the tickets or not. I don't care.
Oh, really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It was supposed to be a big reveal. Maybe we'll make it, you know. Yeah, this might have been my last. This might have been.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
After sitting through the shit that you sat through?
Yeah, well, and I went through the you know, the Peyton Breeze era, but after the way it ended last year, I put 30 years in, 30 full years, 89, you know, 89 to 18.
How much does this new girl have to do with this decision?
Right, uh-huh. Somebody's pulling the strings behind the scenes.
No.
There's Jewish strings. You need to spend the money elsewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Why don't you suck on my jag on? Y'all know what I'm talking about. At least I can still make y'all laugh.
But seriously, so, you know, if you're a fan of the show, I put 30 years in, you know? If I'd have worked for a company, they'd give me a gold watch and let me retire.
Yep. But range off twice.
Yeah, so, you know, Doug has the kid, then his wife gives him shit, to, you know, when he steps out the house to do anything. I mean, so, not fucking worth it to watch this stick your fuck in the ass, you know?
That's right.
And invoices should, you know, they have to get fucked, because invoices will come out in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll say, all you UK people, save your money. You don't need to come over here for that.
Right. You know, but right, but invoices come out in the next 3 weeks.
Actually, think about it. So, if there's enough people over there, enough fans together, they could put together money to buy Doug's ticket, and then every week could be a different UK.
They could send somebody.
At the game.
Damon, you could host people. That's right.
You could host somebody every week, every home game.
Right. Well, again, this was, like I said, Doug brought it up, or I brought it up, and, you know, I think he brought it up first, and I said, yeah, dude, fine. You know, it's up to him. I mean... So, I'm good with not going. I'm good with it. I'm good with not going. You know, he's kind of, you know, he got the two boys, and he wants, you know, to take his kids, and he said he might see if they have tickets up top.
Oh, that's why. Damon doesn't want to sit the riffraff.
Oh, he wants to sit, yeah.
No.
Come on, Damon,
no,
you can sit with us. We got a good spot.
648.
Mm-mm. Good fans. Yep. It's loud. It's fun.
It's like family up there.
Right. It only costs
Time I sit in 648, I feel like it's like a member of my family is up there with me.
No, dude, right. We have great people.
Sit somewhere where it matters.
We have great people in front of us. We got you know, Dave Porcel, and they've sat in front of us forever. So, I definitely enjoy the people I'm around. But, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, I've moved several times, you know, my season tickets, and you, it's always that way. When you're a season ticket holder,
yeah,
you get to know the people around you. But yeah, I'm just, you know, like I said, I mean, it really, that fucking no call, you fucking cocksucker, man, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah, fuck the NFL. I'm sorry, fuck the NFL, fuck the NBA, fuck Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Very, very bitter. Very bitter. Still bitter. Still hurt.
All right, final thoughts.
All right, here's my final thoughts. So
Let me go first, because you got to obliterate for four moves.
Go for it.
He's going to pontificate.
Yeah, you're going to pontificate. Well, I guess that was my final thought. Fuck the NFL, fuck the NBA, fuck Anthony Davis, fuck Roger Goodell. That's my final thought.
Fuck everyone, but fuck you the most.
That's a good final thought. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a fuck you, but it's like a, fuck you. So, since the last time we've recorded, what was the last movie I reviewed? Avengers? I think that was the last one. So, I know it's only been 3 weeks, but with the fact that I didn't have cable or internet for 2 weeks, it kind of sped up the process. I did skip Thor 2 because it's the one movie I don't own, so I didn't watch it. I did catch like an hour of it on FX, so it's good enough. But so I watched Iron Man 3. A lot of people bitched about the Mandarin reveal, but the movie was fine for what it was. You know, coming off Avengers, it was going to be tough. It was an interesting take on everything. The follow-up, the suit that kept falling apart was a little annoying. But, you know, other than that, it was a solid movie. Then Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is when I watched Super Bowl Sunday, which to me is still a top, I think it's probably in my top three of the MCU, because it's a spy movie with a spy thriller with a couple of superheroes tossed in for good measure. You know, introduced Winter Soldier, introduced Falcon, who are still around today. Just a really good overall movie. The elevator scene is fucking dynamite. And it was the significance is that it's the first movie to be directed by the Russo brothers, who have gone on to direct Civil War, and then now these last two Avengers movies, because one of the other movies I watched was Avengers Age of Ultron, which is the last one that Joss Whedon did. So you've got Whedon doing the first two Avengers, you've got the Russo brothers doing the two Cap movies plus the two Avenger movies, and I think it's a good transition. Ultron didn't make quite as much money, but I still thought the villain was good. It introduced Wakanda to the world, which would play significance. Introduced Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver. He didn't make it through the end. Introduced Vision. It also involved another Infinity Stone, which was pretty big. So overall, you know, pretty solid follow-up. And then the last movie that I watched was Guardians of the Galaxy, which is really big. If you think about it, when they first announced they were doing Guardians of the Galaxy, you're like, who?
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff, you had probably never heard of them, right?
Correct.
Even Damon, as a comic reader, had you ever heard of Guardians of the Galaxy before that?
He laughed. He found it.
He checked out. Fuck you.
Right? He said his final thought. That's why he went first, so he could leave.
Right? Okay. That's fine. Girl. That's fine. You know, you're like who is this?
Well, I think, and also, like, and I don't know, but I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy, even in the like comic book world, wasn't a good comic. I mean, that's why you haven't heard of it. Is like, it wasn't a book that really a whole lot of people were fans of.
Have you not seen this? Have you not heard about this? Right. No, we haven't.
Right. And then, but movie-wise, though, it's now, it's huge, right?
Right? I mean, that was, you know.
It's huge.
Oh, there you are.
For that.
So, had you ever heard of Guardians of the Galaxy before they announced
that? No. And I was pretty big into comic books in the late 80s to mid-90s for 10 years. And, yeah, I did not know who them.
And nothing. So that was a huge, that was a huge question mark. And they pulled it off. I mean, the movie was great. It really delved. I know, you know, Thor was our first entry into kind of like the cosmic realm, but Guardians was like, this is a space movie. This is straight all up. This other kind of shit that's out there.
True that, yeah.
It also involved an Infinity Stone, the Power Stone, and it really got your first, you know, they had that scene at the collector's place where he actually talked about, yes, these are the Infinity Stones. So it really, the first layer of putting together, all right, this is what's going on. And it was the first, you know, Thanos had some scenes in it.
Yeah.
The first time you got to see Thanos for a little bit.
And it paves the way for Jurassic World.
Of course. I mean, Chris Pratt, you know. but it did. I mean, James Gunn, you know, James Gunn did a great job. And, you know, he came back for Guardians 2. But now with all that bullshit that he's not going to be part of Guardians 3, that'll be an interesting wrinkle. But anyway, like, Guardians was a really big movie, made a shit ton of money. It made more money than Winter Soldier did. It's kind of crazy if you think about, like, now you're like, oh yeah, Guardians, great comedy. But if you think about it back then, that it's kind of crazy.
All right. So one thing I heard about the new Avengers movie is they're entertaining the idea of putting an intermission in between it. Because of
really?
Yeah, because of how long it's going to be.
It's going to be 3 hours.
Hi, that's what my girlfriend says.
So, I think they're going to put an intermission because the past Avengers was 3 hours. I thought, and I've been
it was
to
like
3 hours movies before.
Yeah, it was,
and they don't
it
have
was like,
intermission. I think the intermission is a money maker. It's more about let's just sell some more ad space to make advertise to people in the theater.
Jeff is just a conspiracy, the goddamn conspiracy to fuck you and make more money. I mean, everything's a conspiracy with Jeff now.
Except they're going to make less money.
That's not really a conspiracy so much as it is I'm cynical.
Oh, you're right. Well, you turned 40, you became cynical. That would happen. Welcome to the club, Jeff.
Jesus,
the world sucks.
The world sucks. Everything sucks.
Everything's about money.
This is what you have forward to look forward to, guys, if you're under 40. Everything sucked. Jason just turned 40, so he's...
It hadn't been great.
He got right, you know, you just turned 40 and...
Look at all the shit that's happened since I turned 40, right? The worst non-call in history.
Right. It just happened, man.
Anthony Davis.
This is depressing.
Both your dogs die. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to laugh or bring that back.
God damn.
I mean, it's true.
It's right. Everything's in a... tell you how you...
Your life is over at 40.
Well, what you need to do is date someone half your age. That helps.
That's going to only kill you faster, Damon.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
I only have 20 years anyway.
Like you're drinking a Red Bull and then poop.
But yes, I will say, relationship-wise, 40 is better than 30.
I agree with that. Yes, 1,000%. 1,000.
Yeah, you're not married to a succubus anymore.
Right. You married a succubus. I dated a bad kid, crazy person.
We did learn something.
Learning?
Sammy?
Maybe. I just think, you know, God takes pity on the stupid, you know.
Sammy's just happy to stick his dick in something.
All right. We got off the rails here.
We did.
So intermission at the movies, yeah, is happening.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
They didn't say they're doing
it. Is it supposed to be a plus 3-hour movie?
I think it's just around 3. You can't drink before going in. That's the simple equation.
Well, right. I mean, I don't mind it being a 3-hour movie.
Even I don't think there's going to be an intermission. I don't think that's happening.
It's a rumor. If you're going to do an intermission, I'd like it to be 3.5 hours.
I agree with you. If you're gonna do it, just fucking do it.
Yeah, then make it
go full board.
But honestly, I don't know.
Oh my god, that's like watching 2 fucking movies.
Yeah, dude. I was gonna say.
I mean, Lord of the Rings extended versions on DVD. It's all
yeah, nice. But you're watching that at your house.
I mean, good point.
You know, pause it, go up, take a piss, and you know, do whatever.
Yeah, I'll pause at intermission, go out and dance in the palace lobby.
All right.
Anyway,
that's it for us, right? So
that's it.
Just a good little. Oh, you know what? I didn't read a single tweet tonight.
I was just thinking that.
Let me see real quick. If we have anything...
No Nielsen.
What we may do is we'll save the tweets for next time.
We can do that.
We won't have 3 weeks of pent-up stuff to talk about.
Let's see. Honestly, though, the tweets probably, they all asked us probably the same to do things, talk about the things that we talked about. So let's see.
They all asked for you... Even inquired about.
Daisy Mafia asked about the AAF. We talked about that. Green Bomb says I'm rolling with AAF Birmingham. Pledge my alliance to Express. A whole lot of AAF talk. Biggest and boldest offseason predictions. Matt, we'll get to that next time, maybe. Saints take a run at Cap. Preston Allen, get the fuck out of here. Neil says I'm so happy you're back. That I'm even looking forward to hearing Damon's sweet honey tones.
He's been getting some sweet honey tones at home.
And Chris Jamino, can we talk about how Bill Vinovich was heckled about the BYU basketball game and maybe take a Pelican month to talk about AD, which we did. And so, yeah, he was heckled at the BYU basketball game, and it was awesome. All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast or Instagram. You can, and if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Thank you.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Micro Machine donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
Give it up because I know everything sucks, yeah. I know everything sucks, whoa. I know everything sucks, and this is going to be the last. Hear me complain. She said someday we'll get back together, maybe. She said someday things will be much better, baby. But I don't believe her. I don't think I need her anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I know everything sucks, yeah. I know everything sucks, whoa. I know everything sucks, and it's gonna be the last time you hear me complain.